Okay. That's okay. So this we'll call the end for the drasha on the shir on what we call the sugya Tolish Lav Hanagoyzes or Tolish Hanagoyzes. This will be the end. Rabbi Kornfeld mentioned the possibility of saying over a few divrei Torah on the previous parasha that we read from last week. We read from last week, which is parasha Pinchas. Continue on the Mahalach on that we've been discussing Shitas Ramban. That was the Ramban says, so we will say something in the commentary from the Ramban Nachmanides and how he explains a parasha, a few sets of psukim in the parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu came in Parshas Pinchas in Perek in the chapter 27. Moshe Rabbeinu came and asked Hashem, we have to set up a person who to take over for me to be able to help bring the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, the Pasuk says Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kach lechos Yeshua bin Nun, take your Shamash, your Talmud, Yeshua bin Nun, Asher Ruach Boy, the samachta es yodcha alav. You should place your hand on him. Continues the psukim. V'amadato say this nail azar coin. Put him in front of a lazar. V'tzivisa oisoi le'enehem. And be mitzave him in front of them. So Rashi explains v'tzivisa oisoi le'enehem and to mitzave in front means the mitzave about Yisrael. Yisrael are a difficult nation. You have to be able to handle them. Tachonim heim. You have to understand that this is the nation you're going to be the leader of. The Ramban says, has many questions of them, he learns it differently. He says that what it means, the tzivi sois of the name, is be mitzavah him, command him on what he is going to have to do, how he is going to take care of the nation, what his responsibilities are in front of the nation, that they should hear Moshe Rabbeinu telling Yeshua his responsibilities. He explains, to teach him and to tell him the mitzvah of being a melech, a nogin, and the mitzvah of being a shoifed. Moshe Rabbeinu served in two roles. One as a melech for Yisrael, and the role as the Rosh Abbas in the head, shoifed. You are giving that over to Yeshua. Tell it over to Yeshua in front of Yisrael. Ki ba'avur heyoysa l'roish. Yaskidin biyodoy, vizirenu ishtadamo binyonim, uliyaznochim alchamas Hashem, he's going to be the leader, you have to tell him what he has to do, v'yuhu amoytiv ha-mevi, he has to take him in and out, v'zeroy liyosanem, they should be in front of Yisrael, kidei sheyiftuchu boy, v'yishmo elav, that they should be able to trust him, and know that he's going to do the job properly. Why? Kiyedu. They know if Moshe Rabbeinu is mitzaveh that this is his responsibility, Yeshua will keep it. Because Yeshua will always keep what his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu told him. So if you're mitzaveh, if you command Yeshua in front of Bnei Yisrael, then they will be able to be rest assured, to be know for sure that Yeshua will be the one who will do the job properly. So therefore, do it in front, Yisrael should hear it, so therefore they will listen to Yeshua, because they're comfortable with the fact that Yeshua will do a proper job, and him being the leader of Yisrael in two aspects. One is the melech, the nogid. Number two is the shoifet. So you have to say over two things in front of Yisrael. That's what the Ramban tells us. The difficulty is that we really don't see outright where it discusses about giving over Yeshua to be the shoifet. It talks in the psukim, and you should do it in front, to tell him about what's called the melucha, how to fight Mohammed. That's what the melech, one of the main responsibilities of the melech, to lead the people into war, to fight the Mohammed. Like the Rambam says, Hilchos Malachim Mumuchim Aseihem. The halacha of a melech includes the Mohammed of the melech. He leads Israel. That's what the psukim tell us. Where does it discuss also the concept of being a shoifet? So I saw that the Brisker Rav, the Griz Alatoya, in Parshas Vayelach, mentions, discusses this thing, that there are two things that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over to Yeshua, not only to be a melech, but also to be the shoyfet. And he says that that's what it means, the v'samachta es yod cholov. The concept of smicha is always found by dayonim. There's a concept that they're nismach, They become nisma, chalav yisoymech on them, and they become a chod mumchim, and therefore they can judge on certain halachas that you can't judge if you're not, if you didn't have smicha. So the smicha was done not only by itself. The hamshach of the psukim, the continuation of the psukim, say the yismach is yodoy alav, yodav alav. He places hands on him. The tzaveu kashadi bereshem. With the place in the hands, the tzivoy was done also. So the Shas Moshe Benu made it, did the smicha, and created Yeshua to be the shofet. He was mitzaveh. He told them how to be a shofet. And therefore it's understood the two things. The samach as yod chalav is referring to that part, that role that he had to play as a shofet, and also the psukim that discuss with Ne'elos HaKoyen, the Shol of the Mishpat HaUrim, you have to ask the Mishpat HaUrim, the Urim V'Tumim, then Alpi V'Yetzuv, Alpi Yavol, you should, according to you, they should go, they should come in. That's how he should fight the Mechoma, that's being a Melech. There are two different parts. But I wanted to say an added point in the referring to Yeshua in the two different roles. It's very interesting. When Hashem says to Moshe ben to take him and do smicha to Yeshua, it refers to Yeshua as Yeshua bin Nun. How do you do smicha? Who do you do smicha to? Yeshua bin Nun. When it talks about taking Yeshua and setting him up as a melech, it says Yeshua without the name bin Nun. V'yas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem arsoi, v'yika kasher Yeshua. Then we deal with Ne'elosar Kohen, with Ne'ekolei, they take him and put him in front of Elazar, and that's going to set him up to be able to be a melech, to ask the Urim v'Tumim, how to fight the Mechama, when to fight. That's setting him up as a melech. Doesn't refer to him as Yeshua, as Yeshua bin Nun, only Yeshua. And it seemingly is a discrepancy that we need an explanation why does it refer to him as Yeshua bin Nun sometimes, and then other times it refers to him as Yeshua. So I thought to explain, according to the Derech of the Ramban, is the Ramban, Yeshua was the son of Ben Nun. He was the son of Nun. So that's his name, Yeshua ben Nun. In many places, when it refers to the different, what we call, it refers to the different heads of the Shvatim. In the Parsha Shlach, when they were sent as Shluchim, they were sent as the messengers of Yisrael to go ahead and check out Eretz Yisrael, to see Eretz Yisrael. So it refers to all the Shvatim with the father's name, including Ben Nun. That we understand. But the Ramban is bothered and says that Moshe Benu and Pasha Kisisa, after we call the Cheta Ego, the sin of the golden calf, it says that Moshe Benu left. He left the Machaneh. He took his oil out of the Machaneh, it says. So when Moshe Benu took his oil out of the Machaneh, so it says that Moshe Benu took it with his Mesharis, he took out. And who is he? He's called him, is there, is Mesharis, Moshe Yikach, the oiloi. And it says, he took the oil, and who went with him? It was Yeshua bin Nun. Yeshua bin Nun was with Moshe Benu. It says, the Dibre Hashem of Moshe, Kashidab Yishareu, Vishavala Machna, and Mesharis, the Yeshua bin Nun, Na'ar, lo yomish mitoch oil. Yeshua bin Nun, the Na'ar, the young person, never left him, never left Moshe Benu. Ramban is bothered by why should it call him Bin Nun? It should be Ben Nun, as it says in many places, even though the Bin also could mean Ben, but why here should it use that language? It's used differently in all other places. So Ramban says, Vani Choyshe. Ramban is in Parsha Kisisa, in chapter 33, the Pasuk, the verse is 11, Yud Aleph. Vani Choyshe, Kinogu Likroiso Kem Likovoy. It's respect for him. He was the biggest of Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmidim. It's Meramez, it's coming to tell us another thing. He was the Bin Nun, the one who understood. There is no one who understood V'chacham Kamal. No one who understood and who was as smart and was as knowledgeable as him. So it's referring to him in his special mile and his special level of being the Mesharis of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Talmud, the Gadol Shel Talmidim, the greatest of the students of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the name Bin Nun, it's Merumas, it's also refers, tells us, teaches us that he was the Navon, he was the Chacham. That's what it refers to as Yeshua Bin Nun. So it seemingly in the Torah, besides the one to Miyaches, it wants to tell us the people according to the name of the father. If it refers to Yeshua bin Nun, it's referring to that part of Yeshua that has what to do with his Chochmah. Bin Nun, the Novan. The Novan v'Chochem Kamal. The Smicha is to be the head of the Shoifet. The Ramban tells us in other places, it doesn't seem to be from the Gemara, even in Bukharis. The Gemara in Bukharis says, when it discusses the Isser, the prohibition of a Dayan from taking money, for paskening, for being able to be Mora Hara, to be able to teach and to give sit on a court and to paskin. The Gemara explains the reason is because Torah has to be taught for free. So paskening, a Dayan coming to pask Malachas Torah, to bring another Torah. Now, Ramban tells us, Pasim Mishpatim, that the Shoifet is always considered the Sar HaTorah. The one who is the head of the Shoifet is the head of Torah. He represents that chelik, that part of Yisrael, which we talk about Torah in its highest form, that's the Shoifet, the head of the Shoifet, the Rosh HaBezdin. So when it refers to Yeshua, when he is acting as the Shoifet, the Nasi of Torah, which is his Chocham, his Chochma, his Navon, his depth, his understanding, him being the Talmid of Shemoshe that was accepted in the Torah from Moshe Beno. Yeshua's kibbutz accepted the Torah from Moshe Beno and gave it over to Israel. Then it refers to him as Yeshua bin Nun, the Navon the Chocham. That's when it's referring to the Smicha. But first of all, as a Melech, it's not necessary to that special level of Chocham. Chochma, definitely a Melech has to have some Chochma, but that special level of Chochma, that's not the job of the Melech. The job of the Melech is the Nogi, to lead them into battle, to be able to be Manhig, to be able to rule over them. But the Shoifed is Meyuchad, is special to this thing of the, we call it the Chochma Satorah, which emphasizes Yeshua's emphasis, the reason he was the one to be able to be, have the Smicha, and to take over from Moshe Beno as the head of the Shoifdim, was because he was Yeshua bin Nun, he was the greatest of the Talmidei Moshe Beno, and Ein Chochem, the Novan Kamal. Thank you very much for letting me share with you and spend the time saying the shir, and thank you to Kol Irum Hadassah.